This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
Hi, this is Dave Musial, owner of Four Seasons Heating, Air Conditioning, Plumbing, and Electric. With our biggest sale ever, furnaces from $39 a month, furnace and air conditioning combos from $59 a month, plus 72 months interest-free financing and up to a $4,000 system rebate. Four Seasons guaranteed to beat any competitor's price by up to $1,000 guaranteed. So call today for your free in-home estimate and same-day installation.
For all the right reasons, call 866-4-SEASONS.
Chicago, the grudge matches on the gridirons might be gone, but get ready to hit the ball and touch them all at your local Chevy dealer, where you'll find the real MVPs of SUVs. If you're thinking about rounding third and heading for home in a new Chevy, you're not alone. The right vehicle makes all the difference when it comes to safety, confidence, and comfort on the road. You saw the Chevy lineup at the auto show. Now it's time to take the next step and banner up. Need the power and durability of a Silverado? The all-weather confidence of an Equinox or Blazer? The spacious comfort of a Traverse, Tahoe, or Suburban? Or the sporty city-friendly Trax? Your local Chevy dealer has exactly what you need to win the game like a pro. So don't wait. Head to ChevyDriveChicago.com today. Browse the newest models, special offers, locate the nearest dealer, and start shopping online. Things are warming up out there, and you need a vehicle you can trust. Find yours now at ChevyDriveChicago.com. Chevy. Together, let's drive.
WGR Sports Radio 550 presents.
Captain Optimism is here.
I'm going to get a costume, like a Captain America costume, and I'm going to replace an A with an O.
I feel like you should just get like a terrible like $2 cape that's like red.
And like a, like a cheap little mask.
Sports Talk Saturday.
I just have to have a piece of paper with Optimism taped on my shirt.
On WGR.
Oh, no. Crazy Derek's coming.
Stop. Wait. Listen to me.
Here I come to save the day.
If he can get, there he goes. We're all right.
Sports Radio 550.
What happened? Friday was a day. 'Twas a day of the week where things happened.
Occurred. A lot ended up happening here. And like typically you want to try to get warmed up with like the opening banter, nonsense like that. But no, too much happened. Too much happened. We're going right to business. Derek Kramer, Joe Kelly here for you on a Sports Talk Saturday. Lovely lineup for you here today as well. We got Joe Yerden joining us at noon to talk not just about what the Sabres did at the trade deadline, but also across the entire National Hockey League. Big names actually got moved around, and it was a really big deal.
Yeah.
And
a fun hockey offseason right
fun
away.
Hockey trade deadline.
Trade deadline. Not,
probably
sorry.
One of the best in years.
Yeah. NFL's in the offseason. I got them crossed. The wires
and the NFL
crossed.
Is in the offseason. The Bills re-signed Terrell Bernard. Several trade targets are getting released.
Mm-hmm.
There are new names, obviously, from where we were a week ago. DK Metcalf, anyone?
Yeah, right. And will Myles Garrett even be able to leave Cleveland?
Yeah.
Like, that's the biggest
Jimmy
question.
And Jimmy Haslam being the worst.
Yeah.
So, I'm going to start it off right here with something that may sound odd. And I want people to be able to chime in if you are willing. I get that the Buffalo Sabres are hard to talk about. I get that it is hard to want to have a discussion about them. That said, I'm partially hating myself for saying this. I think Kevin Adams did a good job yesterday.
I do too. And I don't think that's a hot take by any means. It's going to be just more, oh, I hate that guy, so I'm not going to say anything nice about him.
Yeah,
you know what
no,
I'm saying? Like that's where we're at.
Ready? That's how impressive it was that me, an open hater at this point,
mm-hmm.
can say he did a pretty good job.
Yeah, you can give him his flowers.
You got the extensions done for players that you wanted to keep around mm-hmm. in Jordan Greenway and Jason Zucker. You wanted to keep them. You kept them. You got both of them at pretty good average annual value.
Yep. Zucker was a
Zucker
good one.
Was below market value from what I'm seeing.
Yep.
Cool. Awesome.
Yeah.
Hell yeah.
Good job.
That alone is a good job. It's a seller's market, but if they're not willing to leave and you want to sign them and they want to sign here, get them back in here.
Right.
Those two are...
They're fine without the palm trees.
Those two are middle six
mm-hmm.
to top nine fixtures.
Exactly.
Like Greenway is a prototypical, perfect third line guy. The biggest question is just staying in the dang lineup.
Yep.
Zucker has been everything that Sabres fans have wanted him to be this year.
And more in some cases.
And Sabres fans have wanted Jason Zucker. Like, Sabres Twitter has wanted Jason Zucker since, like, 2018. Maybe even sooner.
Yeah.
So, for him to do this late in his career, hey, what's two more years of Jason Zucker? Give me that lost time that us Sabres fans wanted him in here for.
Mm-hmm. Like, well, and he's producing.
And he's producing well.
Yeah, you can't really argue that at
all. He's a middle sixer. Perfect for you.
You need the depth.
You
right?
need the depth.
And that's where the Sabres have.
Especially someone versatile like Zucker.
Exactly.
He can give you special teams aid. He was the only one scoring power play goals at the start of the year.
Yep.
He was the only one helping you score on your terrible power play this year to start off.
Yeah.
And they were winning games to start the year.
They were. That was before the 13-game slide. But that was a great signing, in my opinion, the extension. Kevin Adams, and that, like we were talking about, there's more. But on that
there
front.
There is more.
On that front.
But just the extensions alone.
Did a great job, in my opinion. And I won't say
trust
it
me when
fully
I,
forgives him, but he did a good job.
Trust me when I say this. Jason Zucker probably gets you a conditional second to first.
Yep.
Kind of like what the Bruins are getting for Brad Marchand. More on that later.
Yeah.
But like, it was a total seller's market. Anthony Beauvillier went for a second round pick. Charlie Coyle went for a second rounder and Casey Mittelstadt. You telling me Jason Zucker, the way he's been playing this year, wasn't getting you a first?
Yeah.
No way.
Right.
But Adams, A, didn't want to be trading just for picks and being a pure seller. He said that weeks ago on Chilton Bulldog.
They were waiting. He's waiting. He wanted a hockey trade. That's what he wanted.
And he said as much with Mike and Chris a couple weeks ago.
Mm-hmm.
Hey, perfect. You got the extensions done. That means that these guys aren't playing out the string for the rest of the year for nothing.
Mm-hmm.
Good. Palpable. Keeping. Like, there's palpable value for a couple of years now with these players. You're not just playing them out to end the rest of the year. Good. Eventually, they end up trading Henry Jokiharju for a fourth-round pick. That one was a little surprising that they got a fourth. I'm not going to lie to you. Jokiharju has had his issues, particularly within his own end. And to get something for him is already a net win for me.
Mm-hmm.
You trade Nicholas Aubé-Kubel for Eric Brännström, a once highly touted prospect, by the way. But he's been traded three times this year, by the way.
Yeah.
That's a rough year for Brännström. I don't know if he'll draw into the NHL lineup at any point this year, but I think he should. And he absolutely could, especially with how, A, the Sabres are dealing with sickness right now, but also, B, the amount of times they've gone 11-7 this year, mm-hmm. you want that eighth defenseman on your roster.
Right.
But that said, what'd you give up? Nicholas Aubé-Kubel, a player that only played with the Sabres for a pocket full of games this year due to
minimal playing time, yeah.
Due to injury and then being sent down
mm-hmm.
after the losing streak. And that's it.
Yeah, okay, nothing fine. Memorable. Like, nothing you would hang on to him for.
Ready? Fine. Awesome. You try to get value for a player that, quite frankly, didn't fit here. Good.
Yeah. That's making the most of nothing.
Making the
at
most
this point.
Of it. Yeah. At minimum, that's a very good defenseman that you could pair with Ryan Johnson in the AHL.
Mm-hmm.
And then, the big one.
Yeah.
And
what we've actually been on this show mentioning who to part with. If someone came into contact with that, yes.
Let's do something potentially terrible here.
Oh, no.
I'm not going to read verbatim. We're going to access the group chat.
Oh, no.
And the group chat had me heading into the trade deadline Thursday night into Friday morning in a very sour mood.
Mm-hmm.
A, the Sabres had just most recently gotten their teeth kicked in again.
Yeah, by not great team, but it's neither here nor there.
And you're looking at them and going, okay, great. So not only are they still losing hockey games, I'm being told that J.J. Paterka is on this market now.
Mm-hmm.
Because I openly questioned why that name was even floated out there last week.
Yeah.
And then the name starts being put in there more and more. It does obviously get debunked by some local people. Shout out Chad DeDominicis. Sorry, Chad, for butchering your name there for a second. But Chad did a great job with saying, no, that wasn't really the case.
Right.
And then Kevin Adams himself said, no, he's a core player of ours. I'm not moving him. That made me feel better. But I was pissed. I'm seeing his name pop up more and more, and I'm like, if he trades Paterka, I'm not guaranteeing my safety as a radio host.
Oh, no. Oh, no.
So we'll frame it like that. I was in a sour mood, dreading the idea of trading J.J. Paterka. The one player out of that trio from the Amerks when it was Krebs, Quinn, and Paterka, the one out of the three that has actually developed into an NHLer.
Mm-hmm.
Like a full-time top six fixture. You're going to get rid of that one. Are you sure?
Yeah, you're positive on that.
Yeah, so obviously that didn't happen. Instead, it's Dylan Cousins, along with Dennis Gilbert and a second-round pick.
Yeah, who I was fine with parting with.
It is weird how life can change for you in a matter of 2 years.
Just, yeah.
Because 2 years ago, the Sabres were a team ascending, looking like one of the most entertaining teams, up and coming, very fun to watch.
It was unbelievable. The vibes were coming back, and everybody here felt that. Well, thought to be coming back.
And yet, then at the same time, 2 years later, this team is last place in the Eastern Conference.
Mm-hmm.
And Dylan Cousins is kind of the player comparison to the team.
Exactly.
Tons of promise, very disappointing. The team, tons of promise.
Very disappointing.
Very disappointing.
And Cousins specifically.
Cousins specifically.
Like, it's ridiculous. You look at, it's been really, this is where most Sabres fans will point to. When he got his bell rung and he was in the bubble last season, that's when everything just never came back.
Yes.
But then he goes and plays for Team Canada, and he's lights out. It's Dylan Cousins. That's why can't he do that in a Sabres uniform? And you think, okay, maybe this season he could.
And
nope.
And so nope. He comes back. It's not good. Very, as a matter of fact, not good as being nice.
Yeah.
But Ottawa's taking a chance on. Plays well for Team Canada all the time.
Mm-hmm.
Maybe it is a them problem.
Yeah, maybe it's a location issue.
Maybe it's a Sabres issue. And that's a fine risk to take.
Yeah.
But trading Dylan Cousins 2 years ago sitting in this chair would have been sacrilegious.
Oh,
blasphemy.
The city would have, I think, burned down. KeyBank Center would no longer be standing.
Somebody would be getting kicked in the shin.
Yes.
Like, you're trading 2 years ago. You're trading Dylan Cousins? What the hell?
Yeah, what are you thinking?
What is wrong with you? There better be a great piece coming back. Which, that was the kind of trade I was championing for 2 years ago in the offseason, but you know what?
Neither here nor there.
Well, I'll get to that later, as a matter of fact. There's a lot we can talk about here with the Sabres.
Yeah, there's a ton.
803-0550. 1-888-550-2550 if you want to get on this. I think the Sabres overall did a good job with the trade deadline. If you have some thoughts that you need to vent out about it, here's your chance. When it comes to trading Dylan Cousins, though, 2 years ago, blasphemous, sacrilege. How dare you? And now you actually needed to pair a second-round pick in order to get a player that has a risk of his own. Both teams making a calculated risk here. The Ottawa Senators are banking on that it is a Buffalo Sabres problem.
Mm-hmm.
We see him play for Team Canada. He does well, and it's a world championship, so it's not like an Olympic roster where he's dealing with all-star lineups left and right. Okay, maybe we can do something with this.
Yep.
Maybe there is something there. And the Sabres' risk is within the shoulder of Josh Norris. Norris is a very talented goal scorer. He's a very good player. He cannot stay healthy.
Nope.
He's had three surgeries on the same shoulder. That's tough. Also, Docs, what are we doing? How do you have three surgeries on the same shoulder? Do better.
Let's button this up the first time.
Do better.
Yeah.
Yeah. What are we doing the first and second time?
Mm-hmm. I wonder. No, I'm not going to make that joke. Too soon. Too soon. I was going to say, hopefully the Sabres let him have whatever one he wants, but I'm not going to. I'm not going to dig into that hole.
You could, though. You could. You could do it.
If there's a fourth shoulder, don't tell him what procedure he has. Maybe in his case you should, because clearly what's happened the past three times is not holding up.
Yes.
But if that happens, knock on wood. Not doing that, but.
But yes, Norris's biggest problem is health. He has never played an 82-game season.
No.
He's not even gotten to 70 in a year. And best he did was 2021-22, where he scored 35 goals in 66 games.
Wow. What's up? I just bought and financed a car through Carvana in minutes.
You? The person who agonized 4 weeks over whether to paint your walls eggshell or off-white bought and financed a car in minutes?
They made it easy. Transparent terms, customizable down and monthly. Didn't even have to do any paperwork.
Wow.
Mm-hmm. Hey, have you checked out that spreadsheet I sent you for our dinner options?
Finance your car with Carvana and experience total control. Financing subject to credit approval.
And now, two pigeons who can't believe how good humans have it with DirecTV.
These humans are hopping from streaming apps to live sports without batting a wing.
All from the DirecTV home screen.
With just one click, you could be watching a baseball game, a movie on Netflix,
or a critically acclaimed documentary.
You watch documentaries?
I love the ones that leave you with a question.
What?
Exactly.
DirecTV, a better way to watch whatever you want to watch. Visit DirecTV.com.
Internet-connected Gemini device, separate Netflix membership, and additional paid subscriptions required for third-party apps.
You just realized your business needed to hire someone yesterday. How can you find amazing candidates fast? Easy. Just use Indeed. Stop struggling to get your job posts seen on other job sites. Indeed's sponsored jobs help you stand out and hire fast. With sponsored jobs, your post jumps to the top of the page for your relevant candidates, so you can reach the people you want faster. And it makes a huge difference. According to Indeed data, sponsored jobs posted directly on Indeed have 45% more applications than non-sponsored jobs. Plus, with Indeed sponsored jobs, there are no monthly subscriptions, no long-term contracts, and you only pay for results. And listeners of this show will get a $75 sponsored job credit to get your jobs more visibility at Indeed.com/listen. Just go to Indeed.com/listen right now and support our show by saying you heard about Indeed on this podcast. Indeed.com/listen. Terms and conditions apply. Hiring? Indeed is all you need.
He's already got 20 this year.
Mm-hmm.
And 53. And let's make something Labatt crystal clear. This is with Ottawa. Not known to be a bell ringer of a club.
Yeah.
Especially in 2021-22 when he scored 35.
Also, the Senators fans are also, I'm scrolling
through
right now.
They're seemingly pissed.
Because the Sabres tweeted out a video of him walking off the bus at 9:40 this morning. And Locked On Senators, you know Chandler Bing and Friends, when him and Joey separate, he's looking out the window in the rain. That's that gif. It's all these Senators fans saying,
because he's a talented player.
Yeah, wishing the best. You guys got a good one. You know, like, take care of him, please. He's a special guy.
And Dylan Cousins on his way out. A lot of fans has been vitriol.
Yeah.
Which, I mean, again, that's why I wanted to say what I wanted to say, which was 2 years ago, touching a hair on Dylan Cousins would mean we are fighting a bear.
Yep.
Let alone Dylan Cousins.
It'd be Cocaine Bear. It would legitimately be that crazy movie.
Whereas Dylan Cousins sees you touch a hair on a teammate, he was the one ready to fight a bear.
Except his captain, unfortunately, the other night.
And that is unfortunately the last image that Sabres fans got of Dylan Cousins was...
Oh, you're right.
He's 3 feet away and Dahlin's getting punched in the face by three different Lightning players, which the Lightning are still low-key a bunch of scuzz buckets. That's neither here nor there.
No.
But the lasting image of Dylan Cousins, the final thing that fans saw out of him, was him not rushing to the aid of his captain.
Mm-hmm.
And again, it's funny what 2 years can do.
Yeah. Yeah. So. I remember that. I remember him getting his extension being like, we got our, him, Thompson, this is awesome.
Yeah.
And then.
You have your core.
Yep. And then he just never, like I said, since the bubble helmet, that's, I feel like that's the benchmark of when he was not Dylan Cousins anymore.
And that is the biggest deal of what Kevin Adams did this deadline.
Mm-hmm.
You can have an extension and poor play can get you still jettisoned out of the squad.
Yeah. And no one can sit there and say to Kevin Adams now, he's afraid to trade those guys.
Nobody is truly safe.
No, nobody's safe.
If you're going to play yourself off the roster, it's going to happen. We'll get connected with our fans. It's brought to you by Northtown Kia, Western New York's number one Kia dealer. Shop online at northtownkia.com. Go to Tyler in Lancaster. How you doing? Welcome to Sports Talk Saturday.
Thank you very much. Welcome to the weekend.
As always.
Gentlemen, thank you for taking my call. You know, I'm going to say something. This is my opinion. I think Lindy Ruff should be the GM for the Sabres next season.
Tyler, I appreciate the call. I don't think Lindy would be good for an executive role, mostly because not many coaches are. Coaches are typically coaches. As a matter of fact, I can point to the most recent example of a great NHL head coach who is floundering in his foray as a general manager, Barry Trotz with the Nashville Predators.
Oh, yeah.
They're only one of the worst teams in hockey.
Mm-hmm.
Not just the Eastern Conference, in hockey. They're worse than the last place in the East Sabres. By a good margin, too. So, I appreciate it. That's just, no. And again, this pains me to say it, but keep going while the iron's hot. And that becomes the biggest criticism to me of Kevin Adams is this. Learn to strike when the iron's hot. Learn to strike when you have to. He even said in his,
little
pool
press,
reporters yesterday that he does lament that he didn't make a move during the losing streak.
Yeah.
So it's timing. Now we got to work on your timing.
That's the biggest criticism.
Because when you actually make deals, Adams, they're not bad overall.
Mm-hmm.
He does a pretty good job, actually.
Yeah.
Like the McLeod for Savoy trade, considering what you want to do as a team and as a roster moving forward, that was a great trade. Yeah, Malenstein for a second. Sometimes you got to stub your toe. But moving Joki Haru for a fourth, great job. Mittelstadt for Byram. Casey's already on his third NHL club now.
Yep. You sold high on Mittelstadt because the value immediately toppled after that.
That said, Byram has kind of collapsed without Dahlin.
A little bit.
So it's looking like he's a Dahlin merchant right now, and who isn't?
Well, you're playing with one of the better defensemen in the NHL. So,
who isn't?
Like Owen Power's a Dahlin merchant as well when they're paired up.
Yeah,
so
everyone
it's like,
is.
What are you going to do? Anyone could be.
I can escape with a plus one with Rasmus Dahlin.
Yeah.
As my D partner. I'd have to jump on the ice as he's on a rush and they score a goal.
Yeah. Right.
I can't stay for long.
No.
But that would get me a plus one.
You're not wrong. I was thinking you were going to.
No.
Yeah.
No, I'm not bragging about anything.
I was like, no shot.
I'm poo.
Because I know you're not that kind of guy. I was like, no shot he's going to sit here and say.
I am poo.
He could play in an NHL roster.
No way.
It's just the shift change and Dahlin scores. And you're like, oh, yes. No, I'm out on the ice when it happens.
I get to do the NHL 94 celebration coming off the bench.
Yes.
Like that's how you get away with it. That's why I said it was a plus stat, not like an assist or anything.
Understood. I gotcha.
I had to use the cheapest ploy to do it. But that says a lot about Rasmus Dahlin.
Mm-hmm.
Byram has been not great, but as of today, the Buffalo Sabres will have gotten more games played and time of service out of Bowen Byram than the Avalanche did out of Casey Mittelstadt. And I'm not convinced that Byram is going to stick around long-term with this team. But again, he did see that Mittelstadt was not going to fit with the Sabres. He trades the then-leading scorer of the team last year. And it kind of worked.
Mm-hmm.
It is starting to look more like a meh-meh trade instead of a win-win, as you want teams to actually have.
Mm-hmm. I think you have time, though. I think there's time.
There's time for Byram to recover. That's the thing. For Casey Mittelstadt in Colorado, it's already too late. It's gone.
Mm-hmm. From that point of it, you already look like you're on the winning end of it.
Yes.
But
in terms of games played, you will have won.
Yeah.
You will have won.
And I don't think it's out of the question.
And it's not about winning trades. It's about making teams better. That is kind of the end-all, be-all here. But
yeah. And I think Byram will bounce back. If I had to put money on it, I would say I think he would.
And that's my thing. When he makes moves, Adams does do a good job. It's about when. You got to learn when to strike now. Because for me, it is still 2023 offseason when the iron was hot. That was the time to go and do something.
100%, because all the players were 1.0.
You also had all the picks and prospects.
Yes! You had the number one prospect pool in the NHL.
And you were loaded with picks as well.
Yeah.
That was the time to strike, and they didn't.
Mm-hmm.
That will always irritate me.
Yeah, the inactivity of that point really is frustrating. Looking back on it, it's one of the more frustrating things of his tenure.
And if this deadline is showing that Adams understands...
Well, he's clearly taking the criticism if he's addressing it.
But if he... There's a difference between taking the criticism and then doing something about it.
Mm-hmm.
If this is him turning that corner, I don't hate his track record with actual moves that he's made.
No, and that's been the saving grace, right?
You look back at things. That is how you keep your job.
Yeah, and that's why, you know, we've said it. He's managing the team like he has a job next season. That's why, I think, because look at his drafting history, right?
And based
minus
on
the Beck Malenstein thing, which still, I'm, you know, that's the more frustrating part of it. His drafting hasn't been bad either.
Exactly.
And it's like, you look at it, you're like, okay, yeah, the lack of activity in bad times and the timing of his moves are kind of meh and need work. But if he's acknowledging that and you start seeing that change, there's no reason he shouldn't be the GM.
If he's taking action on it, that's a different story.
Yeah.
And that's a bigger deal.
Right.
So this offseason, you still have a lot to do. I mean, you don't not do anything after finishing last in the East.
Do you think we get one more season with Ruff? Do you think he finishes out his deal?
I think he does.
I wish they'd let him pick his own coaching staff, though.
I do wish they were
That's where I'm most frustrated.
They need to reset the entirety of the assistant bench.
The ESPN commentator was ripping the defensive staff the other night.
Yeah.
That's because saw that
Marty Walford's clearly showing a track record of not doing the greatest job.
Right.
And finally for me, for this segment, is this. You have a lot that you have to do still. There is a very much noteworthy Bills fan who would be able to play nearby his hometown of Toronto without the pressure of the Toronto media becoming an unrestricted free agent at the end of the season.
Oh, yes. Yes, you're right. Oh, my gosh.
I included that as a checkmark for, quote unquote, doing something. So this trade deadline leaves me encouraged. And I'm not going to say that that's a popular opinion. I'm saying it's something to put in your pocket.
Mm-hmm.
I'm encouraged. And that is something I have not really felt for this general manager in a while. Let's see what they got. 803-0550 is the number to call. How are you feeling about the Sabres with the trade deadline? Bills re-signed Terrell Bernard.
Mm-hmm.
The Raiders trading for Geno Smith.
Yeah, Pete Carroll wants his boy back. That's
moves are a moving along.
Yeah.
Yesterday was a busy day.
Offseason's chugging for the NFL, and the NHL's cooking right now at the trade deadline. So,
and we'll talk more about the NHL trade deadline as a whole from the league with Joe Yurden at noon here on WGR.
Nerds. Today's episode is sponsored by NerdWallet's Smart Money Podcast. Making financial decisions shouldn't feel like filling out basketball brackets. Too many choices, too much noise, and no one wants a busted budget. NerdWallet's Smart Money Podcast cuts through the clutter. Their finance journalists break down real-world money decisions with clear, research-backed insights. From investing to home buying to credit cards, the nerds help you navigate major financial decisions with confidence. Make smarter financial plays today. No luck required. Follow NerdWallet's Smart Money Podcast wherever you listen.
It's that time of year again. My schedule is packed with bracket-busting, three-point shooting, nonstop basketball action. I don't want to miss a second of it. That's why I go for a 5-hour energy shot. They're perfect for my days packed with back-to-back games or whenever my favorite team is playing late. 5-Hour Energy keeps me going during the broadcast and the next morning when I need to get myself up and to work. Visit 5hourenergy.com for great deals and to stock up before tip-off.
StreetEasy knows former New Yorkers never stop talking about how much they miss living in NYC.
Life used to feel like a movie, but since we left and bought a house, it's like living in a DIY home repair video.
When it's time to buy, let StreetEasy connect you with the right agent you need to never leave NYC. Go to StreetEasy.com to learn more. StreetEasy is an assumed name of Zillow Inc., which has licenses in all 50 states.
So, I read in USA Today that the majority of people stop GLP-1 weight loss injection shots in a year. Now, what's concerning is if you get off GLP-1s, there's a real chance you can gain all the weight back. The solution? Alma said, a natural superfood protein shake. University studies show it optimizes your metabolism so you can lose weight easily, and Alma said it's been scientifically proven to preserve muscle mass. Use Alma said with GLP-1s or as a natural alternative. Find out more and see the university studies at almased.com. That's almased.com.
What's up, NBA fans? It's Danny Green here. For those who want an inside look at the league through the eyes of a 15-year veteran and 3-time champion, subscribe to my podcast, Inside the Green Room. New episodes drop every week where we take you through the ins and outs of the association's top storylines, as well as breaking news and so much more. Be sure to subscribe to Inside the Green Room on the Odyssey app or wherever you get your podcasts.